This is
this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Now, today we are going to focus on a tradition from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam about the right of the older ones, the right of the older and emaciated ones, those who have attained the old age and those who need care. Of course, we do know that the elderly ones, those who have attained the old age, like people who are at the age of 70, 80, and 90s, they are the ones who are considered to be the aged ones. And there is a famous hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, who said that وَأَمَّا حَقُّ الْكَبِيرِ فَإِنَّ حَقَّهُ تَوْقِيرِ سِنِّي وَإِجْلَالِ إِسْلَامِي. Now, the right of him who is older than you, the hadith is very long. I'm not going to read the Arabic version of the hadith. Of course, those of you who can understand and who are able to speak Arabic, they can refer to Imam Sajjad's treatise on rights. Of course, there is a book called Treatise on Rights, and you can find different traditions and sayings from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam about the different rights which people have in relation to one another. Okay, I as a child have one right, the parents have their own rights, the elderly ones have their own rights, everybody in the society which we live in has his own or her own right, which we must uphold, which we must honor. Now, with regards to the right of the older ones, those who are elderly, the Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam has said that the right of him who is older than you is that you show reverence toward him because of his old age. And you should honor him because he entered Islam before you. Now, these are some very important points. Then Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam goes on saying, you leave off confronting him in a dispute. Do not dispute with him. And you do not precede him in a path. When you are walking, let your elderly ones walk ahead of you. Don't walk in front of your elder ones or grandparents. Don't walk in front of your parents and those who are older than you. Now, these are some explanations I'm providing to the hadith. The exact hadith is this: the right of him who is older than you is that you show reverence toward him because of his old age, and you honor him because he entered Islam before you. You leave off confronting him in a dispute. You do not precede him in a path. You do not go ahead of him, and you do not consider him foolish. If he should act foolishly toward you, you put up with him and you honor him because of the right of Islam and the respect due to it. Now, this is the entire hadith, and the hadith, of course, contains many good points. One, number one, he is aged. The basic element is the old age, which we have to take into consideration. And then, because he is old age, we need to honor him. And honoring him is because he entered Islam before us. And more importantly, we should not dispute with those who are older than us. We should not precede him. We should not go ahead of him. And of course, we should not consider them as foolish. Now, a lot of people think that since their parents are old, they do not understand anything. There's a generation gap. And of course, the generation gap, that the new generations think that the older generations have no sense of the things. They do not understand things very well, while it's not the case.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The truth of the matter is that those who are older, those who have lived longer, they have better understanding of the surrounding, they have better understanding of the situation, they are wiser, of course there's no doubt about it. They do not act emotionally. Their emotion is always under their control. Their emotion is always under. When they want to decide, they think and then they take action. But the younger ones, those who are young, they are very emotional. They first do the action and then they think. That is something which we can see with the younger ones. It's always important that we have to consult our parents. It's always very important that we have to seek their advice when it comes to important matters in our life. For example, if you want to get married, it's not always good to decide unilaterally and to take a decision without consulting your elders. Elders must be consulted. Even if you are going to decide, even if you are going to take your decision at the end of the day, but they have to be consulted, and their consent is very important in matters like marriage. So consulting the elder ones and seeking their advice is actually tantamount to respecting them, to giving respect to them, to treating them with respect and dignity. Then the hadith says that it's wrong to consider them as foolish, even if they are very old. And even if they act foolishly, of course, the aged ones, they act foolishly because they sometimes suffer from some kind of, let's say, dementia. They forget things, but that doesn't mean we have to laugh at them. We disrespect them, of course, not at all. We are not allowed under any circumstances to disrespect them. Now, as I discussed it in the previous episode, there are many traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and from the Infallibles that we need to respect our elders. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Dhammu kibarakum wasilu arhamakum." You have to respect and honor your elders and stay in touch with your close relatives. Now, when it comes to salu arhamakum, we have to understand that in the present time, unfortunately, this advice, this teaching of Islam, it's not acted upon fully. The issue of salu arhamakum or reaching out to the close relatives is neglected very often. we have to understand that it is essential, it is important, it is obligatory for everyone to stay in touch with the close relatives, to visit them, to help them whenever necessary. Inshallah, we will discuss this issue, the issue of Sila Rahim, in the next episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need, oh, 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 oh. All I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.